And I turned to Gidi Binyamini, and I said, Gidi, I just made you a multimillionaire. He looks at me, clueless. You don't understand. He says, you got a bracha from the Gadol HaDor. This is going to succeed. Not only that, the picture that my son-in-law took is worth advertising. You cannot pay for that. You just put it up in Borough Park and in B'nai Brak, it'll fly out the show. It tests you, primarily for macro generation, it can predict with almost 90% sensitivity and specificity, turning to the wet form of macro degeneration a month before you're going to notice it.
Really?
Start treatment much earlier. It's huge.
But you take it as a part of a regular exam, or?
You have to do, it's like a...
No, you know, why would somebody...
If there are changes in the back of the eye that place that person at high risk.
I see.
So a patient wouldn't buy it, a practice would buy it.
No, patient buys it, it's a home monitoring test, and it's available, it's monthly fee. Of course, the insurance companies don't pay for it, they don't pay for anything. Actually, I'm meeting with them tomorrow to give them advice on how to get it through Medicare. It's called data.
Should we talk?
Yes.
Okay. So we were holding here in the Yesod HaShlishi, Sheni, which was about a Kadosh Baruch Hu being one. And last time we spoke a little bit more about the Rambam, the underlying logic. The Rambam proves it from the fact that there is no guf, and you can't have two without defining it to some degree, which would make it a guf automatically. We spoke about the Rambam and so on. I want to speak more about, we also spoke about the fact that there would not be any definitive morality if there are two entities, Mechatesi, he's right, Mechatesi, he's right, and so on. I want to speak about a different aspect of it, two different aspects. One is on a practical level. In other words, if we're to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad and project it into the realm of what we're supposed to do in terms of imitating it, where would that leave us? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus is sort of a theological idea, and it's great, and it's emes, but is there any way that that projects into the world of us? I mean, we're supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're a lot less than one, and where does that go for us? So I wanted to touch on two problems in the Rambam, and I think very, very important to understand, because in a certain sense, this is something that people understand in terms of Avodas Hashem, but they don't quite understand where it's coming from. The Rambam, I'm reading from Shmuel Prakim. I'm going to try not to read straight through, but I will try to just skim and explain the point. Shmuel Prakim is the Hakdam of the Rambam to Pirkei Avos. It's called Shmuel Prakim, it's 8 Prakim. And he touches on random things. It doesn't seem as if there's a unifying point to it, but if you think a little bit into it, there is a unifying point, and it has a lot to do with what we're going to say. The Perek of V is, he puts down one of his famous points, and again, people don't understand it right. He says, I'll read just the first line or so, and Hamaisim Atovim, Hamaisim Ashovim, Maisim Tovim, activities that are good, that are positive, are ma'isim that are shove, hamimutsoim ben shteik tzavos, that are equidistant between two extremes, so shteim ra, that both are bad. One is bad because it's not enough, one is bad because it's too much. And the ma'ilis are those type of middos that are at a midpoint between these two tchunos. And Rambam goes, he makes his point, this is his central point that he starts off in Hilchos Deos, and he explains how it works and so on and so forth. He's Meirich, not going to go into it. I'm going to read another point of a paragraph. He says, many times people make a mistake and they think that one of these extremes is good, and sometimes they think the first one is good, sometimes they think the other one is good, and it gives a lot of examples. Some cultures may think a meek person is good, some cultures think that a strong person is good, and so on and so forth. None of this is true. And he says, v'zeh kula tos, this is all wrong. Onnam yeshubach be'emes ha'memutzeh. The memutzeh is right. ואילו צריך אדם שיחבין ויישקול פולוסוב כולם תמיד. The person needs to direct and weigh his activities עד שיסמצו till they become until they focus on the middle. I want to try to explain where it's coming from. You know, we sort of instinctively relate to don't be extreme. Balanced people are balanced by definition, not too much, not too little. You know, was a Shangri-La, I think, that they people didn't do any extremes and everybody lived very long because everybody was kind of balanced and so on. But that's not where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam is not giving advice for healthy lifestyle. The Rambam is Hilchos Deis. He's coming with Valachta Bedrachov. He's coming from a religious angle to it, and it's